And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, who's with us on the garden program this morning. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, and here we are on the almost final day of this month of August, and I guess we can say good riddance, because it's been too hot lately.
Well, it's still kind of hottish, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. That's the way the rain was. You know, everybody thought we were going to dry up and blow away, and finally got a bunch of rain that carried us on through, and so we're going to make it sooner or later. And also we're going to make it with these fall gardens. In fact, I hate to brag, you know, I happened to go out in the garden the other day and saw my first fall tomato by the size of a marble out there.
Mm.
And so I was kind of excited about that. And what happened was I had tomatoes blooming, when that cool snap. We had a little bit of cool when it's only gets about 90 every day. That's a cool snap.
Not bad for August.
So, anyway, that's when they said, and, I think a lot of people that did get the plants established earlier are going to have good luck with them. However, I want to talk about one thing, because it's kind of like our saying for today, if at first you don't succeed, you'll get plenty of advice how to.
Yeah.
So that's where we're coming from this morning, and every year when we're going into the fall garden, we have problems with people seeding. In other words, they want a direct seed into the fall garden, and they should, because you can probably seed more stuff successful in the fall than you can in the spring, but people always have troubles with it. Now, one of the main problems that they have is, of course, we plant plenty of seed. Everybody's seed is cheap. Some seed is cheap. I should say some of these hybrids, however, and of course that's why we use transplants of the hybrid tomatoes and peppers and things like that, because they cost about $1,000 a pound.
Ooh,
the seed does.
Wow.
But as far as things like beets and rutabagas and stuff like that, you know, you throw the seed out there and hope it doesn't come up, and it always does. But the problem that a lot of people have this time of year is keeping in mind that they do need to give these vegetables space to grow.
Mm.
Now,
yeah.
I realize that a lot of people say, well, you know, I like to bunch my stuff up, grow it close. Some brain dead guy came out with some book called Square Foot Gardening, you know, and about all you can grow in a square foot is one radish in the middle. However, people say, oh no, I sowed it thick as hair on a dog's back, and what you got was a lot of sorry stuff out of there.
A lot of dog hair.
If you admit, nothing that you could sell into the grocery, you know, that's for sure. Because, you know, people say, oh, I eat it. Well, people eat anything they grow in their garden, whether it's nasty or not. I think what you need to do is compare the stuff you grow with the stuff you buy in the supermarket. If you're not up to standards, let's get after it. But anyway, we need to thin this stuff. For instance, beets, you know, now, you can grow beets, plant those, because still got a little time to plant beets. Probably need to wait a couple of weeks until it does cool down before we start planting beets and carrots and lettuce and some of that. But some of that stuff that's so easy to grow from seed and comes up readily from seed, a lot of times we lose it by not actually thinning it out.
Yeah.
Now, beets should, for instance, 2 to 3 inches should be 2 to 3 inches apart. We always get the complaint about people with radishes. They say, my radish won't radish and my turnip won't turnip. What's the problem? Well, the problem is you've sown them out there thick as hair on a dog's back and have not taken the time to thin them.
Yeah.
And of course now on my radishes and stuff like that, especially on the radishes, I like to thin them about a mile apart. And that way they always form a radish and hopefully I can't find it. But, you need to thin those. Same way with carrots. People always complain about the carrots. They said, hey, my carrots are small. You know, they think they've gotten some of these miniature carrots that they're misshapen, they're twisted, they're ugly. Why aren't my carrots long and pretty like they are in a grocery? Well, how thick do you have your carrots? You know, they should be 1 to 2 inches apart.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 2 inches apart. And then most people, you can't put a pin between the plants, and that's why they're snarled and crooked and obscene and everything is. You know, the general all of Brainy's obscene carrots all the time. But, you know, when you're that old, you get any kick out of stuff that you can, even if it's produce. But anyway, you need to thin this stuff out, and people say, how do I know how much to thin it out? When we get back, I'll tell you exactly how you can tell how much to thin it out.
Looking forward to it. Good stuff from Dr. Jerry Parsons. We're not through yet. We'll get back in just a moment.